We want to pray for Addison Watts, who had an appendectomy Wednesday, and she's had quite a bit of pain with that. We've also been praying for Viola Romero, who's been in the hospital for a while in Oklahoma City. She wasn't able to transfer to Great Plains last week because she now has a yeast infection in her blood and COVID. We want to pray for Teresa Harris's mother and family. And we want to pray for Lisa Taylor for an easy transition for her move closer to family.
Dear Lord, we come into you, praising you and thanking you today for giving us everything and giving us the opportunity today to live for you. We pray that you would be with Addison Watts and her recovery from her surgery. Be with her family, her caregivers. Surround her with loving people. And know that she is held in the palm of your hand during her time of need. We ask that you would be with Viola Romero during her time of need and her transfer and rehab throughout her rehabilitation and recovery from her sickness. I pray that you would just strengthen her, place your healing hands upon her, be with her caregivers and her family during this time of need. We ask that you would be with Teresa Harris. We hold her up and lift her up during her time of need, to be with her family, and place someone in her path today to give a kind word or a helping hand, to know that you are there and we are there to help her. We pray that you would be with Lisa Taylor, and that she would be a light on the hill during her transition and a move closer to the family, that knowing during stressful times that we can come closer to you, knowing that you can be with us, that you can hold us up, place people in our path, and this is our opportunity to show what we can be and a light for others. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.
The Heart to Heart Pregnancy Care Center is having an open house for Meet the Director on February 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. They're located at 500 Lusk Avenue in Elk City. If you have any questions, you can call 580-243-2229. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor. Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Tom Ivester. It's Fun Friday with Tom, y'all. I like Fun Fridays with Tom.
Okay, I'm going to say a short prayer and then read some more scripture and do another song. Almighty God, you sent your Son Jesus Christ to reconcile the world to yourself. We praise and bless you for those whom you have sent in the power of the Spirit to preach the gospel to all nations. We thank you that in all parts of the earth, a community of love has been gathered together by their prayers and labors, and that at every place your servants call upon your name. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours forever. Amen. Okay, this is Ecclesiastes chapter 9. So I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hands. But no man knows whether love or hate awaits him. All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good man, so with the sinner. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them. This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is a madness in their hearts while they live, and afterward they join the dead. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward. And even the memory of them is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. Okay, so this is a song from the remake of A Star Is Born by Bradley Cooper. He's actually singing this. He's an actor. He's not a singer, but he sings a song called Maybe It's Time to Let the Old Ways Die. So it's an excellent, I think the remake is better than the original movie, but it's an excellent movie. It's kind of a tragic heartbreak story and then redemption, but then tragedy in the end. And, so, I like the song, so here we go.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. It takes a lot to change a man. Hell, it takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Nobody knows what waits for the dead. Nobody knows what waits for the dead. Some folks just believe in the things they've heard and the things they read. Nobody knows what waits for the dead. I'm glad I can't go back to where I came from. I'm glad those days are gone, gone for good. But if I could take spirits from my past and bring them here, you know I would, know I would. Nobody speaks to God these days. Nobody speaks to God these days. I'd like to think he's looking down and laughing out of ways. Nobody speaks to God these days. When I was a child, they tried to fool me. Said the worldly man was lost and that a hell was real. Well, I've seen hell in Reno, and this world's one big old Catherine wheel spinning still. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. It takes a lot to change your plans, hell, a train to change your mind. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Oh, maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
Remake of A Star Is Born. The original movie was with Barbara Streisand, and so it's a love story turned tragedy. So it's a good movie. I recommend it. But yeah, have some tissues ready.
Okay.
You're not feeling real good at the end of that one. Okay. So let me read. We still got a ways to go, so I don't want to skip ahead too much. Okay, well, I'm going to start with Ecclesiastes chapter 10. As dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Even as he walks along the road, the fool lacks sense and shows everyone how stupid he is. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. There is an evil I have seen under the sun. The sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback while the princes go on foot like slaves. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever quarries stones may be injured by them. Whoever splits logs may be endangered by them. If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. If a snake bites before it's charmed, there is no profit for the charmer. Words from a wise man's mouth are gracious, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. At the beginning, his words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness, and the fool multiplies words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell what will happen after him? A fool's work wearies him. He does not know the way to town. Woe to you, O land whose king was a servant and whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land whose king is of noble birth and whose princes eat at a proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. If a man is lazy, the rafters sag. If his hands are idle, the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes life merry, but money is the answer for everything. Do not revile the king even in your thoughts or curse the rich in your bedroom, because a bird of the air may carry your words and a bird on the wing may report what you say. Okay, let me see here. I got another song. And this one actually, I think, goes along with it, with the scripture. Okay, Mahalia Jackson, she was a well-known singer back in the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, or maybe 50s, 60s, and 70s. Anyway, she sang, well, she was well known, so, but she sang a lot of gospel. So this was Keep Your Hands Upon the Plow. So the kind of the gist of the theme of this song is, look, you may not know what's going, just keep working, keep your head down, and I, for me, that's a lot of the theme of Ecclesiastes. Look, if it's all meaningless, what are we supposed to do? We'll just keep moving ahead. God will take care of it. That doesn't make it any easier. And I'd really like to know some things. I've got my list of questions I'm going to ask God when I get up there. So thinking that he'll take the list and answer is maybe my arrogance. But, okay, here we go. Keep your hand on the plow, Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. When my way get dark as night, know the Lord will be my light. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. About me as much as you please. Before you talk, I'm gonna stay on the knee. Keep your hand on the plow, oh Lord. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna sing and shout. Be nobody that'll put me out. Keep your hand on the plow, oh Lord. Shout, be nobody that'll put me out. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. My rope gonna fit me well. Try it on at the gates of hell. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on.
Okay, so I'm going to give another prayer, read a little more scripture, and do another song. We got a rhythm going here. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of this land. They restore us, though we often destroy them. Heal us. We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them. Forgive us. We thank you for the men and women who have made this country strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them. Inspire us. We thank you for the torch of liberty which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation, though we have often hidden from its light. Enlighten us. We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again. Renew us. Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice and to abolish poverty and crime, and hasten the day when all our people with many voices in one united chorus will glorify your holy name. Amen. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, another very well-known chapter. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give your portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle. For you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things God will bring you to judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. We'll just stick by Mahalia Jackson. She was a good one. So I'm going to play another classic. This is Down by the Riverside. Of course, she's just got a beautiful voice.
Gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside, study one more. Well, ain't gonna study one more, study one more. Ain't gonna study one no more, Lord. Ain't gonna study one more, study one more. I ain't gonna study one no more. Well, I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside.
Down by the Riverside. So every time I think of that song, I ain't got to study no more, no more. So the United States, along with a lot of other nations, have a whole system set up actually to study war. I am a product of that. I've got a master's degree in strategic studies from the U.S. Army War College, which is a accredited university in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So we have the United States has a Naval War College, a Army War College, got an Air Force War College, and then we have a National War College in Washington, D.C. So specifically designed for the study of war. So anyway, that's just an aside, neither here nor there, but that song is, we're going to study no war, but we're still doing it right now. Okay, so we're coming up to the end, coming up to the end of Ecclesiastes. Okay, so I'm going to do chapter 12, which is the last chapter of Ecclesiastes. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed, and the sound of grinding fades, when the men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. When men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred, then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but also he imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. the words of the wise are like goads. They're collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them, of making many books there is no end, and many studies, and much study wearies the body. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion in the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Okay. We got time for a couple more songs. And you guys have anything you want to say? I got to look up.
So whenever you were in the war college,
mm-hmm.
how much time was spent studying the enemy?
Quite a bit. So traditionally, most war is terrain-based. Tactically, it's terrain-based. So you got really terrain, nations, nation-states, and then armies or militaries. And so those are the three things that you need intelligence on to know and to be able to defeat or counter, because war isn't just about actual battle. It's about countering and hopefully setting it up where you don't have to go to war. It's really about conflict, not necessarily war. So how do you handle conflict? How do you avoid armed conflict? How do you resolve conflict in a peaceable manner? And that's what we're struggling with China for right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in conflict from China. Mm-hmm. So how do you try to resolve that, or at least keep it peaceful? And you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of study goes into that. So okay, this is, let's see here. I'm going to play. Let's see here. Hold on. I want to end on a more upbeat song, so hold on. This is Etta James and a song called Stormy Weather. I just like the song. Doesn't really have to go with the scripture, but it's just a good song to end on, and I like it. So here we go.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time. Oh yeah, life is bare. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, stormy weather. And I just can't get my poor self together. Oh, I'm weary all of the time. The time. So weary all of the time. When he went away, blues walking and met me. Oh yeah, if it stays away, all rocking chair is gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord will let me walk in the sun. Can't
man and I, me and my daddy ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time. Oh, oh, keeps raining all of the time. Oh, yeah, 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 raining all of the time. Stormy, stormy, stormy.
Any final words, sir?
No.
You did say one. I like Fun Fridays with Tom, y'all. It's so cool. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Mr. Tom Ivester. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.